We're talking technology as we do each Wednesday with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. There's an update for Apple devices that we really should do, you reckon?
Yeah, look, it's a pretty important one, actually. If you've got an iPhone, an iPad, or a Mac, basically anything that uses the Safari web browser or even has that browser installed, there's an update that you really need to jump into your settings and force to run, because if you don't, the risk is actually that someone can use the Safari browser to access your phone and even control it. So if you don't want anyone, you know, siphoning through your pictures or your contacts or your messages, it's probably a good idea to do your updates.
Jeff, I have all of those things and I have them all set to automatically update late at night, but they never actually do it unless I manually tell it to do that. What am I doing wrong there?
No, look, you're not doing anything wrong. Sometimes the updates are so large that they actually want to show you the size of the update, tell you it's, you know, 2 gigabytes or something like that. Because if you've got, you know, a limited Wi-Fi plan or your mobile data is limited, they don't want to surprise you with these huge updates that actually, you know, cause you problems. So generally you are forced to go in there and actually force the update to run, so you're aware of that. But yeah, unfortunately, automatic doesn't always mean automatic.
Okay then. All right, now we're talking about sorting through our bin rubbish.
Look, this is almost genius. This is coming from UTS in Sydney, where they've devised almost a robot that when you put rubbish inside its hand, it will sort it out. So it's got 4 compartments to the bin, and it will use AI and even sort of object recognition to try and understand that it is, for example, a Coke can, and it should go in the recycling section, or if it's a plastic bottle, it should go in a different section. And this is just something that they're testing at the moment to see, is it a way of not having people make their own decisions about what bin that piece of rubbish should go into, but just let the bin decide on where the rubbish should go?
This is going to save marriages, because I can tell you the argument at home is when I apparently put the recycling into the wrong one or the wrong one into the recycling. This is going to keep us together, mate.
It is, and even when you go to a food court and you see 6 different bins, all different colours, and you have to figure out which one does this coffee cup go into and which one does my rubbish go into, it actually takes all the guesswork away and means that this will just be done once properly and by a machine.
And great to hear that it's a development coming from Australian, I don't know, technology leaders.
Absolutely. We have some bright minds in this country.
Indeed we do. And also, we've been talking a lot about our appliances being able to talk to us. Now they're talking to each other.
Yeah, look, speaking of bright minds, here is a washer and dryer from LG. It's called the Wash Tower. It literally looks like a tower of 2 appliances stuck together, but they're stuck together in a way that they can also talk to one another. So when you put your garments into the washing machine, it will weigh the garments and even detect how dirty they are to give it the right cycle for that clothing. But then it will also tell the dryer, here is what I'm about to give you. It's, you know, 3 kilos worth of jeans and T-shirts. And that way, when it puts it in there, it's going to dry at the right cycle to suit the garments that are going in there as well. So LG says this will just look after your clothing and help them last longer. But honestly, it takes all the guesswork out of it. Again, I could probably do the laundry.
As could I. All we need now is to attach some sort of ironing machine so that it can get the ironing done out of the entire process.
Well, even better, I wish it could just automatically move the load from the washer to the dryer, because who has time to do that?
That's not far away. Surely they're developing that now, aren't they?
I hope so.
So do I. And whenever it happens, you'll hear about it first when the guru Jeff Quattromani joins us to talk technology. Thank you, mate.
Thanks for having me.